The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
In calling for this seditious act, the president has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the vice president to remove this president by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment. If the vice president and the cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment.
You heard it. Nancy Pelosi demanding that the cabinet and the vice president remove the incumbent Donald Trump with the 25th Amendment, which, Nancy, would be unconstitutional. You are calling for the desecration of our Constitution. The 25th Amendment is for the physical or mental incapacitation of a serving president. Not for their removal because you don't like them, or because of something they did that you don't like. If they've committed a crime, you can try to impeach them. You tried already, Nancy, and you failed. You failed. Since that video statement, I've reported on social media that the Democrats are drafting articles of impeachment for the president, despite the fact that we are 12 days away from inauguration. Will it work? Do they mean it? We're going to ask John Solomon, the CEO, the president, the editor-in-chief of Just the News, one of the true reporters left, one of the true journalists committed to finding the propagandists. And he has some inside information, since I believe he's just spoken to Matt Gaetz on the issue of impeachment. I'm going to take your calls in a moment, but I want to respond to a caller I spoke with in the break, Air Force veteran, thank you so much for your service, who said Mike Pence, when he declared the results and Biden the winner, used a different kind of language to the one that was used the last time and the time before when the president of the Senate declared the president-elect. And then he went on to say, well, and the president really hasn't conceded that video wasn't a concession. Guys, stop. Stop. I know that you're angry. I know that you're desperate. But the president told us there will be a peaceful transition of power to the next president. It's done. And don't send me any more links to the absurd, "the Italians did it" conspiracy theory. It's a self-indictment if you believe garbage like that. It's even worse than QAnon, that cult. You listen to something, you read something that says the Italian government used satellites, military satellites, to change the results of elections in America. You're insane. Why are you even going there? We have the video. The ballots in the suitcases. We have the affidavits of the truck drivers saying I was ordered to move 100,000, 300,000 ballots across state lines on the night of the election. What are you doing? Wake up, America. We know what happened, but it's over. Now we start again. Now we begin afresh. We never give up. We never give in. We continue to fight. And the most important thing we can do now is to utterly change the face of the Republican Party. To turn it into what Donald Trump was turning it into. A party of the American people. A party that doesn't serve the elites, but that serves the men and women who build America every day, who fight for America every day, that wear a uniform. Military or law enforcement, that get their hands dirty making the wealth of this, the greatest nation on God's earth. Stop believing in false prophets and lunatic theories. We have a job to do. And we need every able-bodied American. The greatest thing that you can do is to get involved politically. And I don't mean becoming a senator or running for the House. I mean locally. It's how they won. It's how they stole the election. They infiltrated and locked down local centers of power. Look at the money the various Soros foundations flooded into the Secretary of State races across this nation. The office that runs the elections. Look at the fact that $300 million was invested by Mark Zuckerberg, not into doing things federally, not into stupid television ads or micro-targeted Facebook posts. The Android Zuckerberg is smarter than that. He spent it on what? Local governments. He gave it to the Democrat officials in Philadelphia, in Baltimore, to quote-unquote train the election workers. You know what that means, don't you? And what did we do? We didn't even notice. What did the GOP, what did Ronald McDaniel do? Nothing. Zip. Squanzoli. Nada. We can take it back. But not by violence. If we have to, we will. But we're not there yet. This isn't 1776 yet. But by being smart. And by understanding that, yes, all politics is local. And we are a republic. We're not some centralized, federalized system. If you want America to be America, you have to take it back. You have to run for the local town council. You have to run for the local election, the school board. If you don't complain to me. Don't tell me that we've become Venezuela. They did it by following exactly that modus operandi. They went local. And we must do the same. I know it's weird. You know, I'm a national guy. I'm a national platform, national radio show. But that's not where we win. Where we win is in your village, in your town, in your city, and in your state. So, make a plan. Ask yourself, what can I do? How about putting it this way? What can't I do? Because there's very little you can't do. Why? Because you are an American. That's who we are. We know no limits as a nation. That's why there are 6 flags on the moon. And they all come from one country. It's not Russia, it's not Germany, it's not Japan. It's the Stars and Stripes. How is that possible? Because a president once said, we're going to the moon. By the end of the decade, we're going to go to the moon. And guess what? We did it. Not once, not twice, 6 times. That's the American way. That's who we are. And if you give up now, you are not an American. If you despair, you have extinguished the light of 1776. So remember who you are and live up to it. And together, we are unstoppable. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, his former strategic advisor, and host of our humble radio show, America First.
With more journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network, Sebastian Gorka.
That's very kind of you. Did you see that report the day after the assault, breach of Congress by the New York Post? This is Larry Salone, a very short piece. 2 known Antifa members posed as pro-Trump to infiltrate Capitol. At least 2 known Antifa members were spotted among the throngs of pro-Trump protesters at the Capitol on Wednesday, a law enforcement source told the Post. The Antifa members disguised themselves with pro-Trump clothing to join in the D.C. rioting, said the sources, who spotted the infiltrators while monitoring video coverage from the Capitol. The infiltrators were recognized due to their participation in New York City demonstrations by Antifa and were believed to have joined in the rioting so that Trump would get blamed, the source said. 2 other protesters were actually Philadelphia-based Antifa members, the Washington Times reported Wednesday night, citing a retired military officer with access to facial recognition software. Now, that's pretty slim, okay? That's like a very short report from the New York Post and the Washington Times. But our colleague, Katie Pavlich, sterling work at townhall.com. Eric, we got to post this, guys. If you want to read this, let's post it on our Twitter feeds, our Facebook pages. Here's the title. Utah man with a history of organizing violent Antifa and BLM protests was inside Capitol Hill. We're beginning to learn more about the individuals who were inside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. A young man named John Sullivan was there. He's from Utah and the founder of something called Insurgents USA, which is a group that dedicates itself to, quote, racial justice and police reform. According to numerous news reports, he has a history of organizing leftist protests and identifies with Black Lives Matter. Over the summer, Sullivan was arrested after organizing a violent riot in Utah that ended in a shooting. One of the host groups was the Salt Lake Antifa Coalition. One of the organizers of a protest in Provo that resulted in a motorist being shot was arrested on Thursday. John Earl Sullivan, 25, was booked into the Utah County Jail for investigation of rioting, making a threat of violence, and criminal mischief. Another group planned a counter-protest at the same time and is related to the anti-fascist coalition. Here is a quote from the official documents of the arrest. As a protest organizer, John Sullivan is heard and seen as he is promoting protesters to block roadways, keep motorists from traveling lawfully and freely. Sullivan was also captured on video threatening to beat a woman in an SUV. Sullivan was seen with Jesse Taggart, the man charged with shooting a motorist after the event. Then, if you go to Sullivan's Twitter feed, some of these things I cannot read out to you on live radio. But he reposted this. Kick these fascists out of D.C. January 6, 2021. Dump Trump for good. Location, Washington Monument, 11 a.m. on the 6th. Then he reposted this, and I'm editing it. F the system. Time to burn it all down. Hashtag BLM. Hashtag Antifa. Hashtag F the system. Hashtag abolish capitalism. Hashtag abolish the police. Hashtag F Trump. Now, the last little wrinkle in all of this, and you can see this, his face has been identified from video inside the storming of Congress. Not only is his face completely recognizable, he's standing right next to the Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed in Congress. Not only does he appear in photographs of that incident, the video, at least, I think that's two videos, but one of the videos of her being shot and dying inside Congress, unarmed, was in fact taken by Mr. Sullivan. So, again, you know me, guys. I detest, I abhor conspiracy theories. We only deal in the facts. And Katie Pavlich has given them to us. Yes, there were thousands of peaceful Trump supporters that marched to Capitol Hill and that surrounded the building. There were others that broke the law and that gained entry to that building and did damage to that building. But some of the people who were there, disguised as Trump supporters, were in fact BLM and Antifa. Will we ever get to the bottom of what really happened? We are 12 days away from Biden taking over and his installation of Merrick Garland as the Attorney General of the United States. So no, don't hold your breath for some official judicial conclusion or even a prosecution of these individuals, because that's not in their interests. BLM is peaceful. Didn't you know that? Antifa doesn't exist. It's just an idea. But as long as we have great people like Katie Pavlich and my colleagues at Town Hall and at Salem, we will give you the truth. Because that's why we exist. That's why we are here. That's why this radio show broadcasts to you every day of the week for 3 hours. Now more than ever, it's crucial that you share this information, that you propagate the knowledge you receive from this show. It's great to listen, and I'm so happy that you're listening with us when we broadcast live. But also, secure your subscription for free of our YouTube channel. Go to our Twitter account. Go to our Parler account. Go to Facebook. Go to our alternate video site, Rumble. And spread the word. Get the truth out. And we will win. Because we've already won. Because we're on the side of truth. Somebody else who will help us every single day is the great John Solomon of Just the News. And he'll be with us next on the latest information from Capitol Hill on Nancy's plans and the Biden administration. This is America First. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good thank job. You, how's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Yes, indeed, Mr. President. We are back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. The 25th Amendment insurrection. The hyperbole doesn't stop. Somebody who can help us translate it and get to the truth is, of course, the founder of justthenews.com, our good friend John Solomon. Check out his podcast, the John Solomon Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at jsolomonreports. And also, his fabulous team members can be found regularly at Real America's Voice. John, happy new year and welcome to America First.
Thank you, Seb. Good to be with you and happy new year to you.
All right, so we have to discuss the latest breaking. You've been talking to Matt Gaetz just a few moments ago. We'll talk about that. But first, as a media professional of, we'll not be specific, just a few years, who has worked in all the biggest organizations and now runs his own media empire, your response to the legacy media's coverage of the events of just the last few days?
Well, I think only one word comes to mind, and it's a capital H hypocrisy. If you go back and take a look at CNN, we'll just take CNN, and when liberal rioters were tossing Molotov cocktail into loaded police cars, where police officials were in the car while the Molotov cocktail was being shot in, you and I would call that an assault, a deadly assault, but they were calling it social justice protesting. Then, when the Capitol stormed by people in MAGA outfits, they have now turned around and it's an insurrection. The incongruity is not lost on the American people. Most people remember the media making excuses for violence for 6 or 7 months and then to see it flip around. Now, the consistency has been Republicans have been consistent from the beginning. They decried the violence when it happened all throughout the summer, and they immediately decried the violence as it was ongoing still in the Capitol. So there's an inconsistency in the way that Democrats and their friends in the news media have covered these events the last 6 months, and there's been a consistency among the Republican Party. And I think that won't be lost. And we're in the fog of war. Everybody's in an emotional moment, but 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, this is going to become a very powerful contrast that Democrats only see violence when it's in their advantage.
I don't want to get wonkish and technical, but I've been on a tear since the violence broke out in Congress on one specific issue, and it has to do with the coverage. So I spent many years teaching what is technically called irregular warfare and counterterrorism for the Defense Department for various agencies across the nation. And I taught insurgency and counterinsurgency and what insurrection means. And I've made one point for the last few days. Never in the history of humankind, for the last 6,000 years, has an insurrection ever occurred where unarmed civilians were the perpetrators of that insurrection. It's not to say, you know, what happened in Congress wasn't illegal. It was. You're not allowed to do what they did. But it wasn't an insurrection. And I just have to ask you, how is it that not just the politicians like Nancy Pelosi, but it is almost, the universal term being used by the mainstream media is insurrection. How, as a person who's seen the sausage factory from the inside, how does this happen? Is some edict given down, or is there just such a level of groupthink that propagandistic terms become the lexicon, John?
It is remarkable. I don't know the answer yet. I mean, we'd have to. We're still digging into how the lexicon for this event where it was chosen, but it is uniform, and it was the same thing we saw all throughout Russia. Right?
Yes.
It was Russia collusion, even though there was no collusion. It was a complete delusion. What the last 4 years have shown is that the Democratic establishment and the national news media establishment are aligned, and in many cases also aligned with the intelligence and law enforcement establishment at the federal level. And that allows them to very quickly together, either because of ideology, communication, whatever, to create a singular narrative, even when it's not true. And you just think about how many reporters reported on the 25th Amendment without telling people it's not for people who are healthy and sane. You can't do it because you want to get someone you don't like out. It's not for that reason. But, you know, the news media didn't give that information for so long. And I think that's where why the Gallup poll just last week, just before this event, showed that American confidence in media was at an all-time low. And 30% of Americans say they don't trust the media at all, not one inch, not one iota. I think the media has earned that. And then this latest performance is just another example of it.
Yeah, this is such a fabulously important and disturbing point that it's not just the media and the left, it's also the intelligence services that seem to be using the same talking points, and that is very, very disturbing. We're talking to the founder of justthenews.com. You've got to follow it. Check it out every day. Follow him on Twitter, Jay Solomon Reports. We'll be back with John. We are broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for more than 2 years. Listen also to the words of Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Alicia? Of course you do. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It costs a paltry $19.95, though it translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You've waited too long. You deserve to find out. Do it today.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Thank you kindly, deep voice Dave, and it is great to be back in studio, especially when you feel rested. What's the most important thing? A good night's sleep, of course it is. And you should do what I do if you want to get a good night's sleep. Rest your head every night on one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. guaranteed for 10 years. 51 million sold. I use them. My whole team does. Even the president, even John Solomon uses them. That's how good they are. Get 60% off if you use my name at MyPillow.com. Call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code for that massive discount. That's G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. You will not regret it. We are back with the founder, the editor, in chief, the president of justthenews.com. Bookmark it, check it every single day regularly. Follow him on Twitter at JSolomonReports. John, have spoken to a member of the House just before you came on air with us. What is the latest news that you can share with our millions of listeners on Nancy's threat to impeach the incumbent president just days before the inauguration?
Well, it's remarkable. I was Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, who just a couple nights ago got a standing ovation on the floor when he pointed out that hypocrisy you and I were just talking about before the commercial break. But to my surprise, Republicans are bracing and preparing, really preparing, as though there may be an impeachment next week. It's not on the calendar yet, but they're taking Nancy Pelosi at her word. And Matt Gaetz said that there was an emergency meeting today and that he and Jim Jordan and others who played a key role in the last impeachment trial are preparing as though Nancy Pelosi is going to go through with this. And what Matt Gaetz said is, this is interesting as well, he thinks the reason Pelosi would do it, even though from a common sense standpoint it didn't seem to make a lot of sense, the president's leaving, he's indicated he's leaving, is that the Democrats are becoming increasingly worried that their left wing is restless, that Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden, because there's such a narrow margin in both of the chambers of Congress, aren't going to be able to deliver much on the liberal agenda. And so this becomes a substitute sugar pill for them, trying to impeach the president on his way out the door so that they don't have to think about the fact they may not get those other things that they've wanted for so long.
Now, this is fascinating, John, because, you know, I'm a conservative. We cater here to conservatives, the patriots, with our millions of listeners and viewers on YouTube as well. And there is this, I'm not saying it's the majority, but there is this definite, you know, the apocalypse is upon us. The president has conceded and the crazies are coming in and there's going to be three new states. There's going to be mass amnesty. So is your analysis that despite the events of the last few days, that really a Biden administration will potentially be hamstrung, and with the few seats that she has in her majority, that Nancy will not be as bold as some of the doomsayers are saying?
Well, it may not even be a question of boldness. It may just be a question of simple math. Just think about this. Nancy Pelosi barely got reelected as speaker. She had to wheel in COVID patients in order to get the votes that she needed to get through. And that's not as controversial as something like stacking the court or bringing in new states or, you know, creating a real extreme leftist agenda. And she has, you know, 20, 30 members in her caucus that still come from those swing states and swing districts where Trump is big. In the Senate, you have an even tougher problem, right? A John Tester in Montana, a Joe Manchin in West Virginia, where there are just massive amounts of Trump supporters and Republican bases there. They're not going to walk off the ledge and take some of these votes. And so I think Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi already know their hands are tied. And so if Matt Gaetz is right, impeachment becomes the sugar pill for them. You know, the gift they can give the left, it's a meaningless gift, right? The president's leaving in 11 days.
Yeah.
And so you know, I think what's going on right now is political posturing. But it is a sign of what I think is going to be a dynamic. Joe Biden most likely will be wearing his breastplate backwards more than we ever know. I think incoming fire is coming from behind him, not in front of him.
That's interesting. So the bad news is the Republicans are taking the impeachment scenario seriously, according to John and to Congressman Gaetz, who reported to him. But the good news is that the radicalism may be kept in check by the razor-thin margins. We talked to John Solomon. Follow him right now. J. Solomon Reports and the incredible JustTheNews.com team that appears regularly every single day at Real America's Voice. John, last question I have for you today is, you have been truly a champion for the truth, especially in the last few years, especially when it comes to Russia collusion, lies, and Hunter Biden and everything else. Are you worried about the next 2 years? Are you worried about what we've seen in the last 48 hours when it comes to suppression of the truth, especially on social media? How does a man running a media entity look to the next 2 years?
Well, I just wrote a whole column on this. This last election was won before Labor Day 2020 by two things. Controlling the narrative through censorship so that Republican and conservative voices couldn't break through like liberals, and changing the rules of the election so that anything went when it came to November 3rd. And Republicans have to take a look at this dynamic and say, we have to take it back. How do you do that? Well, you got the legislatures. You'll take them. You know, you can set the rules for the election, impose your will there. But in the other places, they have to begin. Republicans and conservatives have to begin to create an alternative communications infrastructure that's just as good, just as widespread, just as popular as Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, because those platforms, which you all fell in love with, they're fun, right? They're great to be on. Well, they're now beginning to impose an ideological censorship agenda. And I think the way to beat it is to just create alternative. In America, competition is the greatest panacea to wrongdoing. And I think that we have that opportunity now for anyone who doesn't like censorship, build new platforms. There's Clout Hub, there's Parler, there is Rumble, the amazing new platforms. People are going to be leaving Twitter and Facebook. I think that'll be the big story of 2021.
Yes.
The exodus of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and the rise of new alternatives that stay true to the American free speech, free expression rights that we have and enjoyed for 240 plus years.
Well, a big name, Dan Borgino, God bless him, just announced that he is leaving Twitter and he's gone to Parler. We have our backup. We may be on Twitter, we may be on Facebook and YouTube, but we're everywhere else as well. Parler, Rumble, you name it. So I always doubted the capacity to create a free speech alternative to these platforms. But you know what? After the events of the last few days, I think it's going to happen, and it's going to be very robust. In the meantime, follow this man. Jay Solomon reports on Twitter, also on Real America's Voice, and most importantly, at justthenews.com. God bless you, John. Keep doing what you do. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. That's remarkable. That could be you. Find out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 days, you'll know if it works for you. Like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Do it today, ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Well, we try every single day. That's why we're here. I think that was perhaps, it's kind of sneaky, it's like a stealth one. But I think that last segment with that intrepid, true journalist, John Solomon, may have been the best or the most significant of the, it must be dozens, if not scores, of interviews he's done with us here on America First. Why? Because he cut through all the hysteria, all the misinformation, all the, not hyperbole, but you know, the justified concern. And he said, you know, this impeachment thing, again, can you believe it, again, may be real. Why? Because the extremists have to be placated. Because Nancy and Chuck, really, they're not going to be as omnipotent, as all-powerful as they wish. He's right. Nancy Pelosi had to wheel in COVID-positive
members of the House to get reelected as Speaker. And she only got reelected by, what was it, eight votes. That's hardly, you know, a resounding massive margin. And even with the loss of Georgia, one, you know, a Joe Manchin says, no, I'm sorry, I'm from West Virginia. I'm not voting for new states to be created for the amnesty of 20, 30 million illegals. And you've lost it. You've got it. It doesn't matter about tie-breaking Kamala Harris. You get two senators who say, I'm sorry, I may be a Democrat formally, but my state ain't gonna subscribe to what you crazies are doing. So all the extreme agenda points that the AOCs, the Rashida Tlaibs, the Ilhan Omars demand of Nancy and Chuck, and then Biden and Kamala. It may not be that easy. So what do? Throw them a fantasy bone. Yes, we're going to impeach the president in the last 13 days before the election, before the swearing in, before the inauguration. Guys, God bless John. That's why we have guests like him on the show, to inject reality every single day, to push back on the propaganda and the lies. We never give up. We never give in. It is always darkest before the dawn. But as I've said to so many people in the last couple of days who've DM'd me and texted me, you mustn't despair, because that's un-American. And whatever happens to the president in the next few days, we will leave you this Friday, as we do every single Friday, with the words of that brave man we owe so very, very much to.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.